All right, let's dive in. Today we're diving into the fascinating life and career of Catherine O'Hara, a comedic genius and versatile actress. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Here you'll learn 7 key facts about Catherine O'Hara's remarkable journey. Get ready for an O'Hara odyssey, open-minded and outstanding. Let's get started with fact number 1. Catherine O'Hara was a Canadian and American actress, comedian, and screenwriter with a career spanning over 50 years. Her journey began in the 1970s and evolved across generations, adapting to various media forms from television to film. How long did Catherine O'Hara's career span? Correct answer, over 50 years. Remember this, 50 years of film and fun with O'Hara. Let's keep it rolling with fact number 2. She was a regular performer on the sketch comedy show SCTV from 1976 to 1984. This was O'Hara's breakthrough platform, showcasing her comedic talents alongside other notable comedians. Which sketch comedy show featured Catherine O'Hara as a regular performer from 1976 to 1984? Correct answer, SCTV. Think of it this way, SCTV O'Hara's comedy spree. Next up, fact number 3. O'Hara's career resurgence came with her role as Moira Rose in Schitt's Creek from 2015 to 2020. The role brought her back into the spotlight, introducing her to a new generation of viewers. Which show featured Catherine O'Hara as Moira Rose, leading to her career resurgence? Correct answer, Schitt's Creek. Here's the takeaway. Schitt's Creek's Rose. O'Hara's career rose. Now let's move forward to fact number 4. Films featuring O'Hara have grossed more than $4.3 billion worldwide. Her roles in films like the Home Alone series contributed significantly to this financial achievement. How much have films featuring Catherine O'Hara grossed worldwide? Correct answer, more than $4.3 billion. The main idea is O'Hara's billion-dollar blockbuster bonanza. Next up, fact number 5. She was appointed an Officer of the Order of Canada in 2017. This honor recognized her contributions to the performing arts and her influence as a cultural ambassador for Canada. In what year was Catherine O'Hara appointed an Officer of the Order of Canada? Correct answer, 2017. Let's keep it simple. In 2017, O'Hara honored and seen. All right, let's continue with fact number 6. O'Hara had a rare medical condition where her heart and major organs were reversed, known as dextrocardia with situs inversus. Despite this condition, she led a successful career, making her story even more unique. What is the name of the rare condition where Catherine O'Hara's heart and major organs were reversed? Correct answer, dextrocardia with situs inversus. Here's what you need to know. Inversus and diverse, O'Hara's rare verse. On to the final fact. Fact number 7. She frequently collaborated with Christopher Guest in mockumentary films. These collaborations, including films like Best in Show, showcased her comedic brilliance. With whom did Catherine O'Hara frequently collaborate in mockumentary films? Correct answer, Christopher Guest. Here's the main idea. Guest's jest, O'Hara at her best. Let's jump ahead with a quick recap. Fact number 1. How long did Catherine O'Hara's career span? Correct answer, over 50 years. Fact number 2. Which sketch comedy show featured Catherine O'Hara from 1976 to 1984? Correct answer, SCTV. Fact number 3. Which show featured Catherine O'Hara as Moira Rose? Correct answer, Schitt's Creek. Fact number 4. How much have films featuring O'Hara grossed worldwide? Correct answer, more than $4.3 billion. Fact number 5. In what year was O'Hara appointed an Officer of the Order of Canada? Correct answer, 2017. Fact number 6. What is the name of the rare condition O'Hara had? Correct answer, dextrocardia with situs inversus. Fact number 7. With whom did O'Hara frequently collaborate in films? Correct answer, Christopher Guest. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.